restaurant menu prices keep on rising. Reef is making some changes after a rash of health violations. And Wingstop is bringing breakfast to soccer fans. This is RB Daily, your quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, senior editor at RB.
And I'm Heather Lally, senior editor at RB. Restaurant menu prices took off last month. Food away from home prices rose 6% year over year in December, according to new Labor Department statistics. That was the highest rate in 40 years. Yet, that doesn't tell the full service story as it includes the impact of free school lunch programs. Limited service restaurant prices rose 8% last month, while full service prices increased 6.6%. Restaurants have been raising prices amid soaring costs for labor and for food.
After a wave of health and permitting violations, Reef Kitchens is making some changes. The fast-growing ghost kitchen provider has frequently been on the wrong side of local health code over the past year, resulting in a litany of infractions and temporary shutdowns, along with increasing media scrutiny. But Reef says it's investing in health and safety to improve those issues, including by hiring a new SVP of kitchen operations, Amy Holm, formerly of Sweetgreen. It has also added propane sensors in all of its units to help prevent fires and has updated its auditing and training process. Meanwhile, it has continued to sign on new restaurant partners at a fast clip.
Do you live in New York, watch English Premier League football, and want to eat chicken wings very, very early in the morning? Well, Wingstop has a deal for you. This Saturday, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Wingstop's New York City locations will be delivering wings and thighs to football fans, a one-time-only foray into breakfast in honor of the league's hotly contested Chelsea versus Manchester City matchup. Wingstop has been increasing its presence in New York City and also recently took a minority investment in its UK franchisee.
That's too early for wings for me. Despite cost and operational challenges, restaurant operators are surprisingly optimistic about their future. That at least is according to a survey from TD Bank, which found that 81% of operators feel optimistic about the future, and 47% believe their revenue will increase. Some of that was due to the timing of the survey, which came before the latest Omicron wave hit. But the optimism among operators is a likely sign that sales have returned more quickly than many thought, and demand for restaurants remains high despite higher prices.
General managers at Bar Louie can look forward to a new perk if they stick around long enough, a three-week sabbatical every 3 years. It's part of a new benefits program for GMs at the 70-unit gastropub chain. Other enticements include education support, an annual vacation subsidy, and a $500 quarterly wellness allowance. Longer-tenured GMs can get profit-sharing bonuses and more scheduling flexibility. The move is a bid to retain workers amid the so-called Great Resignation that is sweeping the U.S.
Krispy Kreme has long been thought of as a donut chain, but the company in recent years has evolved into something else. We're really a CPG company with interesting experiential donut shops, CEO Michael Tattersfield said at the ICR conference this week. The company detailed its strategy to use its large donut shops as hubs to supply fresh donuts daily to smaller shops that don't make their own, as well as kiosks in grocers and C-stores. The model generates more sales per hub, which can be done more profitably, executives said. It's a model that thrived in the chain's international markets.
And that'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Find a new episode every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.